From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, December 12th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. In early trade, it's kind of a down day. March corn down a penny and a half at 4:45. January soybeans leading the complex lower here, down 13 and three quarters at 1079 and three quarters. If we go down about 17 more cents from here, hope we don't, but we would fill that gap we made a few weeks back. So as they say, technicians, gaps will be filled. So we're watching that gap in the chart really closely. March, Chicago, SRW wheat down a penny at 532 and a half. Last check on the Dow Jones, it's up 169 points at 48,873. It's been a really good week for the stock market on the heels of the Fed's decision to lower interest rates. Investors are liking that action, it appears. Mixed to lower in early trade. We did get some more flash sales this morning to China, Mexico, and to unknown released by the USDA. And we did violate the lows made intraday trade on Wednesday here just a few minutes ago. CONAB, USDA and Brazil equivalent, updated the Brazil soybean crop to 177.1 million metric tons. This is a slight reduction from previous estimates, but make no mistake, this is still a massive crop expected to hit the marketplace late January into February, March. So that is a little bit of a wet blanket on the marketplace when you actually look at fundamentals and S&Ds. China has been buying U.S. soybeans, not due to price, more due to political motivations. So it's interesting to see how this will all shake out when the fundamentals are just really kind of telling a different story when it comes to international soybeans. We do think China has already bought halfway to that 12 million metric ton pledge, really telegraphed by the White House, over that 6 million so far, and really think they'll achieve that quota by February, as telegraphed by Secretary Bessent. The bigger question probably lies in, will they whole season be more in that 24, 25, 26 million metric tons? That's probably the bigger question, bigger picture. So what we've really seen here as we came off the 43-day government shutdown is really a buy the rumor in the month of November and sell the fact, unfortunately, here in the month of December is what that chart is looking like to me. More information that's important around the corner. Your 2026 ARC and PLC election is due at your local FSA office by March 15th. Last year, that was extended to April 15th, and this year it won't be. It's planned to be due March 15th at FSA. The 2025 ARC and PLC, we made that election, like I said, back in April. There's no, they've kind of changed the rules on that, Kimberly. You're just going to get paid the higher of the two. And that was a big upgrade and benefit to the big, beautiful bill where that's really in your favor. And the way it's forecasting right now, I think PLC will be the winner, especially for corn base acres in our area, and would beat ARC County. Even if you picked ARC County last year, you could still get the benefit of PLC on 25. But again, you got to make your decision for the 26 crop. Kind of confusing. By March 15th, you got to pick ARC or PLC. These PLC reference prices have improved to 442 on corn and 1071 on beans. ARC, the revenue guarantee, went from 86% coverage to a 90% band. So a lot of improvements out there for the farm sector. They just haven't quite hit, made those effects helping farmers quite yet. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. We got bitterly cold weather Sunday, and Nebraska basketball travels to Illinois. I'm looking at State Farm Center right now at the window at the iHotel. So hopefully we have a good game tomorrow. Hope everyone has a great weekend.